This is how I started by recording on my phone. The hardest thing to do was to press record on my phone. I was judging myself, I had self-doubt, I didn't know what I wanted to say, and most importantly, I never started. I was so afraid of how I showed up on camera, I never started and start showing up on camera. The most important thing to do is just to start. You don't get better until you start doing things. I didn't get better making videos, making content, until I start making videos. The key takeaway from this is that use what you got. In order to use what you got, you have to be comfortable with showing up as yourself, and you only get comfortable over time. And the best thing about time, we have more time than we can ever imagine. We just have to use the time accordingly. Use what you got. Start with your phone. If you have a phone, if you're watching this on your phone, start making videos with this phone. What happens is that you're going to see change within yourself. All it takes is one video, and this one video is going to change your life forever. In this video, we're going to talk about the process of recording and why it's so important to begin today. You're not going to be great when you start, but you can become great. Before we dive in on this topic, make sure you like, subscribe, make sure you wait towards the end and leave a comment, because today we're speaking about how to make videos and the process behind it. It's overwhelming, it's stressful, and it's doubtful. I used to doubt myself so much because I didn't have the confidence, I didn't have the self-belief to show up as myself. The way I started was using my phone. I didn't even show up on camera. I was showing the work that I was doing. I was washing cars, and as I was washing cars, I was showing the process, the before picture, the before videos, and after videos. The name of the business, quote unquote, that I called it was the journey of the car wash, because it goes from clean to dirty, dirty to clean. That is a journey. That's a journey itself. I didn't recognize the journey that I was going on for myself. It taught me that, yes, show your work, but also be comfortable showing what you're doing and how you are showing up. It takes time. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of understanding that when you start today, you can improve as you continue along the journey. My first car that I washed wasn't the best car. It wasn't the best car wash that I ever did. It was the first one that I've ever done. It wasn't as clean. It could be better, but I got better over time. You get better over time when you continue to do something. When I start making videos, I got better over time because I continue to do it. The reason why this is so important, because it helps you not be so hard on yourself. And when you're not hard on yourself, you understand the process that goes on behind chasing your dreams, going along this journey, chasing a different path. Because what's going to happen is that the moment that you grab your phone and press record, it's going to be the day that changes your life, because now you are showing up as yourself. You are showing up on camera. Reason why this is important, because a lot of people are not comfortable with showing up as themselves. The key to this is knowing how to overcome fear, how to overcome self-doubt. We have to change what we are speaking about ourselves, and understand that as we change what we say, we become what we do. I'm capable of doing more if I understand what more is. I'm comfortable being myself if I understand who I am. I'm okay with doing the work because the work has to be done. The work has to be done regardless of the fact. So why can't we be the ones that do it? I've learned by being on this journey is that all you have to do is just start. Then everything else that you would like to learn will come on later on in life. But it's doing the first thing. It's doing the first video. It's making the first recording. Because what happens is that we talk ourselves out of doing a lot because of fear, doubt, and we don't think we're good enough. How come we don't think we're good enough when we don't even know what good is? When I was washing cars, I didn't know what good was. I just wanted to put myself out there to make some extra money. Not knowing, not only was I able to make extra money, I was able to have self-belief within myself. I was putting myself out there without knowing how I'm showing up, how I'm presenting myself, how this is important. It was important because if I didn't do it, if I didn't start, if I wasn't the one, me starting, me changing, and learning everything that I needed to learn would never take place, because I would have never started. And it's so important, because it's knowing that you can start anything that you put your mind to. It's how to start that stops a lot of people, because now we're breaking down. I need a camera. I need lights. I need a stand. I need a tripod. I need more when what you have is already enough. I started with my phone. My phone was my camera. Granted, it's an iPhone, so it has an amazing camera, but I didn't know how to work the camera because I didn't know how to show up as myself. Showing up as myself showed me the importance of starting. When I started, I had to learn that I wasn't just starting for me. I was starting to learn more about how I can make more impact. Impact comes when you know and are comfortable with everything that you're doing. And once you're comfortable with what you're doing, now you go along the process of learning everything that you need to learn. But you can only learn everything that you need to learn when you start. I had to learn to not talk myself out of starting, because if I talk myself out of starting, I was never going to begin. It was always going to be tomorrow. It was always going to be next week. It's always going to be next month. It's always going to be next year. But what about today? Why isn't today the most important day to begin when the thought already came across our mind? It's so important to recognize that when you start, you're starting to believe in yourself. You're starting to see yourself in a different light, because this light is showing up in a different way. You're not doing the normal work anymore. You're doing work that matters because it matters to you. Showing up on camera as yourself and recording anything that you would like to talk about, anything that you are great at, anything that you are comfortable with presenting, you showing up on camera will matter a lot, because it will help you not be so hard on yourself. How to start is saying, I'm going to start today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year, today. Because you already been thinking about how long you've been wanting to start something, how long you've been wanting to do something, how long you've been wanting to accomplish this one thing. But just ask yourself, how many times do I need to tell myself I'm going to do this tomorrow? Because today is not the day. Today is not the day. In reality, we make the day for ourselves. We make today work for us. That's why it's so important to start today, because you talk yourself out of self-doubt. You talk yourself out of doubting yourself, because when you doubt yourself, you never begin. Mr. Beast, when he started with his iPhone, and he was making a whole bunch of videos. I saw an interview that he did. He said that he recorded 100 videos and he changed one thing per video. 100 videos is a lot of videos, but it's the fact that if you change one thing, change how you show up on camera, change how you present, change the words that you say, improve your grammar, you can get better over time. Presentation skills come from when you start, because you learn lessons that you didn't even know you need to learn. But it's starting that's scary. It's putting yourself out there in a different light that's scary and stops a lot of people. Stops a lot of people because we doubt ourselves before we even do anything. How long are you going to doubt yourself before you even start? That's when I had to learn that it's so important to not be so hard on yourself. Just start. And when you start, you begin to learn something new. You begin to learn self. Belief. You begin to get rid of self-doubt, because if you really want to be honest, fear never leaves. Doubt never go away. We just learn how to work with it. I've learned how to work with it. When Mr. B started showing up on camera, he was learning how to work with fear rather than doubt, because it still exists. It's still here. It's still present. The reason why this is so important, because the day, moment, week, month, year, you begin. It's the moment, day, week, month, year, your life will change. And it only takes one video to change your life. It only takes one time to do something to learn that there's more here. It only takes one time to start, because when you start, you never end. Now, when you never end, you're learning along the way. But it's doing the first thing, the first video, the first action that will help you along your journey. You can start. That will help you along your journey. And as it's helping you along your journey, it's showing you that you can start chasing your dreams. You can start doing something different. You can start making videos, because making videos will help you along the way. It's a process that has to be learned. It's a process that has to be studied. But if you really think about it, everything that we do has to be learned and studied. The skills that you have today had to be learned and studied. You're not the person that you are today because you didn't put the time and effort into it. No, you learned this. So why can't you learn how to be yourself on camera? Why can't you learn how to start? Why can't you start today? Because today is waiting for you. You're not waiting for today. The day is already here. What I learned is that when I started using my iPhone, I gained more confidence being myself. I didn't like how I showed up on camera. I didn't like my voice. I wanted to change it. I didn't like how I presented and showed up. Even though I couldn't change my voice, even though I can't change my demeanor, even though I can't change up being me, I had to learn that I had to be comfortable showing up as myself. Nobody can be me, but I can be myself. Each and every day, I can be myself every single day, and every single day I'm learning how to be more confident in myself. I'm learning to have self-belief in everything that I'm doing, because everything I'm doing is meant to be accomplished. It's meant to be accomplished because I started. How you start is not how you're going to finish. Because when you start something, you're learning a new skill. I've started learning Spanish. When I started learning Spanish, it gave me the basics on how to form a sentence. He is tall. It's simple, but he will be used a lot. The basics is what matter, because the basics is what help you start. It's not the fact that you need to become an expert overnight. No, just become an expert over time. And this will help you not be so hard on yourself. This will help you not have self-doubt within yourself. This will help you continue along the journey, because as you continue along the journey, you're learning how to become an expert. And starting is so important, because you're letting go of self-doubt. I'm not good enough. I don't sound right. I don't like how I look on camera. Well, in reality, if you just change what you're saying about yourself, I like that. I like how I said that. I like how I showed up on camera. I like how I presented the message. I like how my body language was great. I like how the hand movements that I was using was emphasizing the points that I was making. But see, when we change what we say about ourselves, the work that we're doing improves because we're no longer doubting what we're doing. We're no longer questioning what we're doing. It's okay to criticize yourself, but questioning, is this okay, will stop you, because is this okay is validating if you're doing the right thing. Versus, what am I doing right? What can I improve? And not, what am I doing wrong? Why am I so bad? Why do I sound like that? What we say about ourselves matter because it gives us motivation. It gives us inspiration to continue along the journey. The journey is what's going to teach us. It's what's going to show us the importance of self-belief rather than self-doubt. Doubt is always here. Fear is always here. But when you learn how to work with both of them, you become unstoppable because you're not going to stop. It's starting that's scary. It's starting that stops a lot of people. It's starting that prevents a lot of people from succeeding. But what if you just start today? What if you start today rather than tomorrow? What if you start today rather than next week? What if you start today rather than next month? What if you start today rather than next year? You'll be so much better because you started today, and now you're able to learn the skills that you need to have in order to become an expert. The basics is the most important thing to ever learn. When it comes to making videos, the basics of making videos are to get your phone, to press record, and to record 30-second video. Because if you can do 30-second video, you can do 60-second video. If you do a 30-second video, in the 60-second video, you can do a 90-second video. But you have to start from 30 seconds to improve. Improving takes time. It takes practice. It takes effort. You build your skill up when you practice. You build your skill up when you do it every single day. You build your skill up when you are consistent. That's when I learned is that making videos is so overwhelming because I didn't know how to press record. I was talking myself out of it. Even though I was talking myself out of it, I had to learn that skills was being developed. That's the last point that I'll hit on. Before I get to the last point, if you're struggling with social media and want to get your message out there and start advertising your business, go to failuresknowledge.com/sign-up and it will be a free webinar on how you can get your message out there while using social media. Last point I want to hit on is skills to overcome fear. How do you start when you don't even know how to? Beginning is what's the most difficult thing there is because we don't know where to begin. And that's okay. You don't need to have all the answers. You don't need to be so confident showing up on camera your first time doing something. Your first time doing anything, you would not be great. And I had to learn this when I started washing cars. I wasn't great at washing cars, but I was great at giving effort. I was great at learning. I was great at doing it every single day. Now, the more you do something, the better you get. The more you do something, the more comfortable you become. The more you do something, the more you learn. And it's the skills that you need to learn from the basics from when you start. Yes, you have a phone. Yes, you can have a camera. Yes, you can press record. But it's taking out your phone, it's hitting the camera, and pressing record, it stops a lot of people. You have everything that you need to have in order to start changing your life. It takes one video, and this one video will help you go along the journey, will help you begin, will help you start and not second guess yourself. Skills like communication is being developed. Skills like having confidence is being developed. Skills like life lessons is being developed because you're learning so much because you're pressing record when you are showing up as yourself. It takes time. Yet if you put time into yourself, if you put time into your skills, you'll be better off next year than you were today because of the amount of work that you put in for yourself. Look at it as a life lesson. Look at it as a skill that's been developed. Look at it as a profession that's been built. How do you build your communication if you're never communicating with yourself? It's so important to recognize the skills that can come from this. The three steps I'm going to hit on how to practice making videos is first, get out your phone. Next, go to the camera. Third, hit the record button. As simple as that is, many would not do it because we instantly talk ourselves out of doing the work because the work is scary to be done. It's okay. You show up as yourself, you show up you, and you learn how to present yourself. That's the three skills that will help you learn the skills and develop over time, because as you're developing over time, it comes to a point where you can do it more often than not doing it at all. Practice these steps, because this is the basics what you can grow from this. Starting to record, starting to speak about things that you are great at, start there. If you're great at doing something, speak from there. If you already have a skill, develop another skill and speak about what you have already done. That's a topic that you can speak about. You don't know where to begin? Talk about something you're great at. Talk about your experience. Talk about your life. Talk about lessons that you have been through. Because what you're doing, you're presenting yourself. You're speaking from your own experience rather than everybody else's. When Mr. B started, he was not great at speaking. When Mr. B started, he was not great at making content. When Mr. B started, he was not an expert. But he made his first video. He made his second video. He made his fifth video. He made his 10th video. Mind you, he's made hundreds of videos now, but he started with one. You can start with one, and as you're starting with one, be comfortable learning more about yourself. As you're learning more about yourself, you're showing up as you. You are the most important person there is. You are the most important because you have to be comfortable showing up as yourself. Comfort comes from effort. Comfort comes from skills. Comfort comes from development. You have to be comfortable developing yourself, because once you're developing yourself, you're becoming the best version of yourself. There's only one you, so why not be the best? And if you enjoyed this video, make sure you click this video right here to watch more videos on how to personally grow within yourself.